CU Denver will receive about $1.5 million in grants to help create a teacher workforce. The Department of Education announced Monday that they would be awarding the grants to recruit and retain teachers across the country. The Teacher Quality Partnership, TQP, grant funds programs to create teacher preparation courses in high-need community colleges and universities across the country. Colorado has 440 vacant teacher positions, according to the Colorado Department of Education. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona said in a press release, "These programs help prepare, place, develop, and retain effective teachers and leaders in our schools and classrooms. Our students need quality educators now more than ever to address their academic and mental health needs." Coloradans who want to pursue a healthcare career could be eligible for no-cost tuition through a special program at Front Range Community College, FRCC. FRCC has received grants funds to pay the difference after financial aid for educational expenses related to healthcare occupations. Healthcare jobs are among the fast-growing fields in Colorado. The funds are available for students starting this semester through fall of 2025. Denver will provide cash assistance to lift individuals out of homelessness. KGNU's James Winson has more.
Denver's Mayor Michael B. Hancock and the Department of Housing Stability, along with the County and City of Denver, will soon provide cash assistance to more than 140 individuals experiencing homelessness. The money comes in part from federal dollars the city received from the American Rescue Plan Act. City Council approved the contract Monday to distribute $2 million in cash assistance to women, transgender, and gender nonconforming individuals and families in shelters. Mayor Hancock explains, "This direct cash assistance will help more than 140 women and families currently in shelters move into stable housing and provide support so they can stay housed while opening space in our shelters to serve more people." The contract provides up to $1,000 a month for 1 year in direct cash assistance to eligible people currently using the shelter system. Cities like Stockton, California, Vancouver, Los Angeles, and New York that utilize similar programs have seen positive outcomes with this assistance, such as increases in full-time employment, moving into full-time housing more quickly, increased food security, and reduction in spending on alcohol, drugs, and cigarettes. The pilot program is one of many the Department of Housing Stability has identified to address homelessness in Denver. The program will launch this November and run through 2023. For more information, please visit denvergov.org. For KGNU, I'm James Swenson.
The United States Department of Transportation awarded the Colorado Department of Transportation CDOT $100 million in grant money for its upcoming I-70 project in Floyd Hill. This project will be CDOT's costliest project ever, coming in a record of $700 million. Recently, CDOT has been applying for federal funding since the signing of the new $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. The 6-mile construction project will reconfigure the sharpest turn on I-70, smooth it out, and flip traffic flow through part of Clear Creek Canyon. Many commuters have experienced traffic jams on this section of the highway. Governor Jared Polis said in a news release, "Getting this traffic jam fixed has been a priority of my administration for years, and it's a centerpiece of our 10-year plan for transportation." This project is expected to take 4 years to complete, beginning construction in late year of 2023. Today, people calling 911 will have access to a new emergency nurse navigation program through a partnership with the American Medical Response. The program aims to provide case-appropriate care instead of defaulting to emergency room visits. When someone calls 911, they will have an option to talk to a Colorado State licensed nurse. They could recommend various healthcare options, including virtual visits from an emergency physician, home health recommendations, and non-emergency transfer to a local healthcare provider. This program is first of its kind in Boulder County and won't affect any emergency calls. The City Council of Aurora approved a measure last night to limit the size of grass lawns in new constructions. The measure aims to conserve water in the drought-prone city and caps grass lawn sizes in new homes at 500 square feet. New lawns larger than that have an option for xeriscaping or turf. The city banned planting certain cool-weather turfs and certain grasses that use a lot of water in August. According to CBS, the city council hopes that the new lawn ordinance will cut about 25% of the city's water usage. Today's forecast is sunny and clear with a high of 85 degrees and a low of 54. In Denver, there's going to be a high of 88 and a low of 48. In Fort Collins, it's going to be a high of 87 and a low of 50. For KGNU, I am Luis Licon.